what to watch, and an overdue correction. The specific question analysts are tracking most closely in the U.S.-Iran exchange is whether the Jordanian airbase struck by Iranian ballistic missiles has produced American casualties not yet fully reported. Presidential rhetoric about hitting back hard typically requires some action to match it, and the scale and location of any U.S. response will determine whether the exchange remains contained or becomes structurally defining. On the economic side, the signal to watch is any emergency OPEC Plus communication. An unscheduled meeting or unilateral production announcements from individual members would indicate that oil producers are worried about demand destruction from prolonged high prices. The September inflation data, which will not be available for several weeks, will ultimately reflect what happens at the pump in the days immediately ahead. On the domestic political front, the Massey discharge petition's trajectory is worth monitoring. Reaching 150 signatures and stalling effectively ends the story, while reaching 200 creates a genuine problem for House leadership. The broadcast also carried an unusual moment of institutional accountability. Several months earlier, the program had reported as fact a claim about Ukrainian military strikes on Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, a claim that was, as the hosts acknowledged, geographically impossible since the Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any area of Ukrainian military reach. We reported it as fact when we should have been skeptical of the sourcing, the program stated. We're sorry for that. The acknowledgement was offered as a reminder of the standard the program holds itself to and fell short of when scrutinizing extraordinary claims before broadcasting them.